On Mondays, we focus on technology. Today, we look at websites that bring hungry web surfers together with their favorite foods. Plenty of sites on the internet allow ordinary people to review restaurants, and good reviews on sites like Chowhound and Yelp can help a restaurant. Now, tech-savvy food lovers are creating a new kind of culinary website that steers people towards smaller, harder-to-find eateries. Cyrus Farivar reports.
It's a Friday evening in Sacramento, California, and Joshua Lurie Terrell is setting out for an early dinner at one of his favorite taco trucks in the northern part of town.
Dos lengua. I have a bottle of water, too. What do you want?
He's the creator of YumTacos.com, an online map of taco trucks in the United States. It's a great example of a new category of websites that alerts people to small restaurants that probably would never make it into a fancy food guide. It focuses primarily on California. Lurie Terrell lives here in Sacramento.
You know, I was keeping a list. I carry a little notebook usually around with me. I don't have it right now. And I was keeping a list, and as soon as a couple of friends of mine knew I had this list, people were calling me all the time saying, you know, I'm in the South area. I'm really hungry. It's like 10 o'clock. I had pho already this week. I need something different. I'd say, oh, taco truck at, you know, the corner of 65th and Stockton, and there they were.
From there, it was a short leap to compiling this information on an online map. He's a graphic designer by trade and loves maps. Plus, his wife is a cartographer. Once he had the map, people from around the country started writing in.
There's several in Baltimore, Maryland, which was kind of surprising to me. I've been to Baltimore many times, and it did not seem like the kind of place where you had any hope of finding authentic Mexican food.
Lurie Terrell is turning people onto small businesses that they might not otherwise find. One of the earliest food maps was made by Adam Kubin, the founder of SliceNY.com, a blog devoted to pizza, and specifically New York pizza.
I could just as easily put the pizzerias in a list, say, in the sidebar or some such, but the advantage of having it on a map is that it's visual and people can click on it. They can zoom in to their neighborhood and see, like, hey, there's five pizza slices here, which is what I use on the map, pizza slices. For my pinpoints. That means there's good stuff around me, and then they can go and look and see where it is.
But what if your neighborhood is the entire country? That was the problem for Brian Huey, a graduate student at the University of Southern California who splits his time between Los Angeles and the Bay Area. Huey is like a lot of Chinese immigrants who don't cook. They comprise a large market of people nationwide who want a little taste of home. That's how ChineseFoodMap.com was born. An entirely Chinese language site with reviews plotted in major metro areas around the country, including Houston, Seattle, and Atlanta. But chances are, your favorite local Chinese restaurant isn't on the list.
The Chinese restaurant for Chinese here and the Chinese restaurant for non-Chinese is kind of totally different. That's why Chinese people need a website for themselves.
If you can't read Chinese and feel like you're missing out on the good stuff, fear not. Huey wants to help his favorite Chinese restaurants get new, non-Chinese customers. He plans on completing an English version of the site by the end of the summer. For NPR News, I'm Cyrus Farivar.